I would like to thank the Reverend Foster for the words of welcome. I'd also like to thank the session of the church for the opportunity to be able to come and to share with you something of the Lord's work in the land of Kenya. If you'd like to turn with us this evening in the Word of God to the book of 1 Corinthians, the chapter 13, and we'd just like to read the verses 1 to 7 of this chapter. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, and here we read of the subject of charity. Now, the word charity, it can also be translated by the word love, and that is the theme of this chapter. And let us read the verses 1 to 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and let us commence our reading at the verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Amen. Amen. The word charity, as we have indicated in this portion of Scripture, can also be translated by the word love. And you may ask, well, how should the love of God be manifest in our lives? And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the verses 4 to 7, love is set forth for us in 15 short statements. Now, we could preach a sermon on each one of these, but that's not our purpose tonight. But I would like to highlight these different areas to you. If you put your finger in the verse 4 of the chapter, and just we'll make our way down through the list that is here. 1, charity suffereth long. That is, that charity is patient. 2, charity is kind. Think of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and the great kindness that he showed and the compassion that he showed. 3, charity envieth not. That is, it's not jealous. It doesn't show forth jealousy. 4, charity vaunteth not itself. That is, it is not boastful, not filled with one's own importance, with one's own abilities or achievements. 5, charity is not puffed up. That is, it does not think much of self and little of others. It's a love that gives and it does not assert. 6, charity does not behave itself unseemly. That is, it's not arrogant or rude. 7, charity seeketh not her own. That is, it does not insist on its own way, but will give way to others. 8, charity is not easily provoked. That is, one does not lose their temper. 9, charity thinketh no evil. That is, it does not seek for revenge if one is wronged. 10, charity rejoices not in iniquity. That is, whenever gossip is around, whenever others fall into sin, that we do not add to it or we do not seek too much of it. 11, charity rejoices in the truth. 12, charity beareth all things. 13, charity believeth all things. 14, charity hopeth all things. 15, charity endureth all things. We have to say that all of these things are only to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our perfect example in all things. And I would ask you this evening, if you to pray for us, that in all our ways that we would be an example to others in these things. You know, sometimes it's easy to always to think and to say and to do that which is right whenever things are going well. But whenever there are difficulties, whenever there are challenges, it can often be much more difficult. In Psalm 143, we find David praying for God's guidance and support. Psalm 143 and the verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. May that be so for all of us. And pray that the Lord would help us in our work, in our lives, and in our ministry, in our work, in the Lord's work in Kenya, that we would be able to show forth the love of the Lord to others, that we would do as the Lord Jesus Christ would have us to do. Amen. Just let us commit ourselves to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that we are gathered together this evening. We thank you, Lord, for this online service. We thank you, Lord, for your word, which we have just considered. And we do pray that thou would help us and enable us, Lord, indeed, not only to love thee with all our mind, with all our heart, and with all our soul, but we pray that in our daily lives that we would show forth that love to others. And we pray that you could help us, Lord, in our work and in our ministry, Lord, indeed, to manifest the love of Christ to those around us. And so now we pray that you'll continue with us as we consider, Lord, your work in the land of Kenya. Be with us and continue with us for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for undertaking for us during our recent term in Kenya. And we also acknowledge the Lord's goodness to us during this past year, and while we have been at home for our deputation meetings. The last time that we were at home for deputation meetings, we were also delayed from our return in going back to Kenya. That is almost 5 years ago. Because in 2016, my wife Alison was diagnosed with colon cancer, and so we were not able to return for a period of time. Now, we're very thankful to the Lord that the Lord has been pleased to grant a good recovery to Alison, both from the surgery and from the chemotherapy, and at present that Alison is keeping very well, and we thank the Lord for that. And we would also like to thank you, the Lord's people, for praying for her and for us during this past period of time. But now, in this year of 2021, we are facing a different challenge has arisen with the COVID virus. Whenever we were doing deputation meetings, we commenced it last January, and we were able to continue to the 17th of March. And at that time, with the lockdown restrictions, we were not able to continue with our deputation meetings. And it is just now, at the beginning of January, that we're able to take up our deputation meetings again. But we face this new challenge, that in doing our deputation meetings, very often the meetings are online. And so we appreciate the means that we have of sharing about the Lord's work in Kenya over the internet. It is planned that we continue our deputation meetings from now to the month of April, and or to into the month of May, as the Lord wills. And just now, in a minute or two, we will show our presentation. And then after the presentation, we will share something with you about what we have been doing since the break in our deputation meetings back in the month of March. But I'd just like to highlight some areas that are not covered in our deputation video that we were involved in while we were in Kenya. One, there is a radio ministry The radio ministry has been ongoing in Kenya for a number of years, and we have programs going out twice a week at present on two stations, and two of the pastors and myself prepare messages week to week, and also the Reverend Curran helps, and we're very thankful to the work of Let the Bible Speak, and we thank the Lord for the radio ministry in Kenya. But then also there is a school ministry. We have openings into various schools. You are familiar with the BCFC Academy and the role that our mission has played in the work of the school there in Kapunguria over the past good number of years. But we have additional work in schools. One of our pastors has an opening into a school just outside Katale, Asensia, a school. And he is able to go there and to take a morning service on the Lord's Day morning, and also has opportunity to teach in the PPI class, which is a program of pastoral instruction. There's some 400 children in that school, and there are 100 or boarders, and they would remain for the service on the Lord's Day. So do remember Pastor Andrew as he teaches the classes in that particular school. We've also had other opportunities to visit in schools and to distribute John's Gospels and to talk to children. We're thankful to the Lord for that and for the opportunities that we have to minister in a school context. But then thirdly, there is the prison ministry, because we have an opening into a prison just outside Kakamega. One of our pastors is able to go into the prison. We have been there ourselves to share the word of God. And so do pray for the work among the prisoners. And that work, obviously with the COVID, as was the work in the school, has not been able to continue over the past number of months with the virus situation. But schools have reopened again in Kenya. The ministry in the school has commenced just at the beginning of January. And we hope that conditions will improve, and that ministry in the prison will be able to be resumed again. But then also, fourthly, do remember the need that there is for the training of lay people to do the work of evangelism and preaching. At present, we have three trained pastors, but we have five pulpits and to fill each Sunday. And so there is a need for lay people to be involved in the preaching of the word on the Lord's Day. And in order to help some of these men, we had put together a homiletics course to help them with their preaching, and a number of the men have been involved with that. But then also our mission board are also planning a more extensive course through the mission board to help with the training of lay people for the ministry. So do remember that also in your prayers. Now, just now we will show our DVD. The DVD represents the work that we had been involved in up until we came home on furlough December 2019. So we'll just look at the DVD now, and then we'll say something about the work that we have been involved in since March of last year. So we'll have the DVD. Thank you. Yes, there was a time that that we had thought about the fact that we're not going to be able here to return to Kenya.
I have to say that even during the time in the darkest hour, with Alison's illness, I had no indication that we were not going to return to Kenya. And we just had to take things a day at a time and leave it with the Lord. And in due time, the Lord did open the door for us to return. We had many challenges during the time that we were on a previous furlough, because in April of 2016, my wife was diagnosed with colon cancer, and that necessitated Alison having surgery. But it came to a point that we realised that Alison was regaining her strength, and that there was a possibility of us being able to return again to Kenya. And she has been able to involve herself in the work and be a part of it. And we acknowledge the Lord's goodness and we're thankful to him for that. We're thankful that the Lord did go before us, that Alison's health had improved, and that we were able to get approval of Mission Board to return. Whenever we stepped off the plane, we really thought it was nice to be back in Kenya. And I suppose you could say it is our second home. We really looked forward to the work. One of the biggest challenges that we had at that time was the issue of our church registration. And that was something that has been hanging over us for a good number of years. It's necessary in Kenya for a church to have registration with the Societies Act. And the situation was not straightforward because the government, they suspended the registration in churches in December 2014. It may have seemed at the time that we were meeting an impossible challenge, but we felt that we should pursue every possible avenue that we could. There was one evening that we were in Kakamega talking about the issue, and our brother Patrice Akale suddenly remembered that he had a lecturer in Bible College and that this man had obtained the registration for a church before the government brought in the embargo for registration. Subsequent to that, we met with Reverend Kiare in Nairobi, and he was very willing to provide us with the registration. And in fact, at that first meeting, he presented us with the registration certificate, and he said it was ours. And that was a real answer to prayer. Now, although the name is Glory Bible Church, it is under the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, and we have the same doctrinal beliefs, the same standards, and we're seeking to operate in the same way as our Free Presbyterian churches here in Ulster. We are very pleased that we have been able to obtain the registration. It seemed initially almost impossible, and even the fact that this registration had never been used, it just seemed as if the Lord had it there for us. At present, we have four churches under our registration. We have Bekeke, which is a work which is just outside Kitale. This is work that has been established a number of years ago. It has gradually increased, and at present, Pastor Andrew Chipto is a pastor, and he looks after the ministry. My first contact with Pastor Andrew was whenever he was a student in the BCFC Bible College. I've known Andrew for quite a number of years. Pastor Andrew trained in the BCFC Bible College. He subsequently trained in the Geneva Seminary in the United States by correspondence. And he is a pastor now in the Bekeke Glory Bible Church. Our second church is at a place called Nyuporo, which is about half an hour's drive from Kakamega. This is a church that was established by the Reverend Ian Harris during the time that he was a missionary in Kenya. And this is the church where our sister Gillian Gillespie laboured for a few years at the end of her time in Kenya. We're very glad again to see the growth and the progress in this church, and it has got a thriving Sunday school. And at the present point in time, the church is considering a preschool. The third church is a work in Kakamega. Kakamega is a university town. It's a town where we have been broadcasting on the radio for a time. It's also the town where we have our bookshop, Beulah Christian Literature. Some time ago, whenever Kathy Walker was in Kenya, there was a Bible study initiated in the bookshop. And then following on, our brother Patrice Akali took the Bible study. Pastor Patrice came to the work in, I think it was 2018. He had been involved previously with the Pastor's Conference. He had translated for Dr. John McKnight. And subsequent to that, he has come to minister with the Free Presbyterian Mission Society Africa. Now, each week, Patrice, he conducts a church prayer meeting, and then also there are Bible studies and book clubs in the bookshop. And from that Bible study, a church was commenced in April of 2019. And we're very encouraged with the work in Kakamega. The most of the congregation are students from the Must University. And we're really encouraged. Just before we came in furlough and talking with my wife, we just reflected on the spiritual growth that there has been in the life of some of those young people. And we're very encouraged by that. The fourth work is a work up by Kapunguria. It's called Tantana. And this is the most recent congregation to come under the umbrella of Glory Bible Church. The pastor in the church is a man called Emmanuel Lelimo. And we're thankful for all of the churches, and we thank the Lord especially for the pastors that we have, and we acknowledge the Lord's goodness in establishing these works. With the new churches and under Glory Bible Church, we do have a number of challenges and issues that we are working through. We're seeking to establish, first of all, we're seeking to establish membership in the church. And to that end, we have a discipleship class, which runs for a number of weeks, that covers various issues. And then we are running also a catechism class, whereby we're systematically going through the shorter catechism. So we're seeking to give the people a good grounding in what the Bible teaches. And we believe that in building a church that we need a good foundation, and that foundation is in the Word of God. One of our tasks in seeing the new work established is that we have committees, first of all, at local level, and each individual church has established an interim committee. Our role in that is training the committee. There are various issues, for example, the taking of minutes, the keeping of church accounts. And so there's a training aspect at a local level. But then also, each church has representatives on the Glory Bible Church Central Committee. And this committee has overall responsibility for the work of GBC. One of the highlights in the church year is the annual Pastors' Conference. This has been established for a number of years. It was initiated, I believe, by the Reverend Ian Harris. And the conference was held in Kakamega. We had somewhere in the region of 60 pastors. Dr. John McKnight and Dr. Lindsay Wilson and myself were the speakers. And we had a very profitable time. The aim of the conference was to train or to give teaching to pastors. And they also had the opportunity to purchase books in the bookshop, and also we made up various packages for the pastors. The training of men for the work is a very, very important part, I believe, of the ministry that the Lord has presented to us. I like to see people develop. I like to see them feeling a part of the work. I like to see them making progress in their own spiritual lives, and I see them making progress in the work of God. Over the past number of years, we have endeavoured to attend the agricultural shows. Initially, we had the agricultural show in Katale, and then last year we branched out to the agricultural show in Kakamega. I believe this is a tremendous opportunity to present the gospel. At the show, on our stand, we have an agricultural exhibit, and also we have a tent where we have gospel literature. The agricultural exhibit, we demonstrate two things. One, the production of seedlings, and two, solar drying. But the main purpose of our exhibit at the show is to present the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through the agricultural exhibit, we've been able to enter into many good conversations, and it does create an interest. Agricultural show usually lasts for 3 to 4 days. And during that time, we distribute somewhere in the region of 30 to 40,000 pieces of literature. I believe that the agriculture is it's a stepping stone to present the gospel. We commenced the bookshop in Kakamega in the autumn of 2015, and initially our sister Kathy Walker looked after the work there, but the work in the bookshop has developed, and not only is it a centre where we can distribute literature, but also it has become a meeting place, and we conduct our Bible studies and etc. There. In Katale, we had the Armstrong Christian Bookshop, and that was that operated for a number of years in Katale, but the Armstrong Bookshop closed some time ago, and it has been a burden on the hearts of the missionaries and our mission board to see a witness in Katale. And just recently, we've had the opportunity to have a kiosk in the Mall in Katale. The kiosk is just a small structure, but we're able to display quite a number of books. In operating a bookshop, there are quite a number of overheads, and so we have been thinking about ways that we can be able to get literature out, to make books available. And so a book table ministry has developed, and we have a number of young people to whom we supply books at cost price, and also free gospel literature. We supply them with a free gospel literature which they can distribute freely, and this is an avenue whereby books and literature can be distributed in places that we do not have a bookshop. The two pastors operate a book table, Pastor Patrice in Kakamega, and Pastor Andrew has a book table in Bekeke, and also in another marketplace called Sabanga. In addition to that, we have two young people, Godwill, who has a book table in Katale, and Victor, who has a book table in different areas around Katale. Our mission board had designed and published a series of five children's tracts in English, and there were quite a number of these were sent out to us in Kenya, and they were distributed at the agricultural show. But subsequently, we have been able to get these tracts translated into Swahili, and again, they have been printed and they have been forwarded to us in Kenya, and these are very readily accepted by the children, and we believe are very useful for presenting the gospel. The work among the children is a very important part of the work in the churches. And during the holiday times, the churches have convened a holiday Bible club. We call them VBSs in Kenya. These are convened in each of the three churches during the holiday time. My wife Alison coordinates part of that work, She's also been involved in the training of those who are involved in it, and we are very encouraged by the work. Pastor Andrew's wife, Mercy, is in charge of the VBS in Bekeke, and our brother Benson is in charge of the work in Yuporo. In the VBS, usually there's a time at the beginning when they would sing choruses, and then they would have memory verses, which the children learn, and then following there is a story, a message from the Word of God. Then following that, usually the children would fill in worksheets. Depending on the age, they're split into different age groups. The smaller children would colour in, and then the older ones would do more advanced workbooks. And in some of the VBSs, after they have completed their work, then they would have games. And then at the end of the week, we have a parents' day, where we encourage the children to come and to bring their parents. And again, that's a good opportunity for gospel witness. Music and singing is a very important part in the life of people in Kenya. People sing very well in Swahili, and they don't really need an accompaniment of a musical instrument in singing Swahili. But in the singing of English hymns, a musical instrument is a big help in the singing. Just recently in Kakamega, we have a number of students, and they have expressed an interest in learning to play a musical instrument. And my wife has been able to give them some instruction. And we're really encouraged in that some of these young people now are able to accompany some of the singing in the church service. We'd like to acknowledge the Lord's goodness to us and enabling us to be in the mission field during the past couple of years. We acknowledge the Lord's goodness to us and enabling us to return to the field. But we'd also like to, in particular, to acknowledge the role of our mission board and the support that they have given to us in enabling us to return to the land of Kenya. But we'd also like to thank in a particular way all of the people here in Northern Ireland and elsewhere who have prayed for us and who have supported us in a practical manner. I especially want to pay tribute to Miss Margaret Russell, who, as a pioneer missionary of the Free Presbyterian Church, arrived in Kenya 37 years ago. Without the vision, dedication and stability of Margaret, we would not have a stable presence in the country today. Margaret persevered in happy and encouraging days, but also in dark and disappointing days. She never wavered from her calling, and her work over the past years is enabling us now to look forward to the future and the further establishment of the work and the planting of churches. Remember Margaret in prayer. Although Margaret has returned home from Kenya, she continues with administration work for the Mission Society. But we'd like to acknowledge all of the work and the help of our Kenyan brethren and sisters, because this is also very important for us, and they have made us feel at home in Kenya, and they have also encouraged us in the work, and so we are grateful for all who labour with us in the Lord's work in Kenya.
Yeah.
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil.
With not being able to return to Kenya as was planned at the end of May 2020, we have sought to do what we could to engage in ministry and to encourage those of our brethren and sisters in the Lord's work in the land of Kenya. There are seven areas, briefly, that I would like to share with you, just in the work that we have been involved in. And we have been doing each day what we term daily gleanings. It's just basically an A4 page with the Bible verses, a devotional thought, maybe the words of a hymn on a particular theme. And we do that each day. Now, the GBC Church in Kenya, the name of the church that has been registered in Kenya, has a WhatsApp group. And the pastors post daily devotions on that group, and we also post our daily gleanings. We have been doing that since the end of March last year, and to date we have somewhere around 300 days that have been covered by those devotions. The devotions are from the one-year Bible, and we hope to be able to complete the year We pray that the Lord will be pleased to use that for his honour and for his glory. We also post those gleanings on Facebook, and we have a good number of Facebook friends who receive those gleanings day by day. Now, the friends in Facebook, they're not only from Kenya, but we also find that we have a good representation also from India and Pakistan. And in fact, we have those from each of the continents of the world. And we have received many favourable comments on the same. Alison also posts Daily Light in Swahili. And that is a translation work that she undertook, encouraged by Kathy Walker. And each day, Alison posts those as well on Facebook. But then secondly, there's the Lord's Day Zoom service. As the virus spread in Kenya, and the virus is a problem in Kenya too, maybe not to the same extent as here, although it has made big inroads in some areas, and especially among the doctors in the country. There are quite a number of doctors who have succumbed to this virus, and especially those who were specialists in particular fields, and that loss has been very deeply felt in the medical profession in Kenya. And do remember the country in your prayers, because they also are going through the difficulties that we are going through at this particular time. But as the virus began to spread in Africa, the churches also had to close. And with that, the Kakamega Fellowship decided to conduct a Sunday morning service on Zoom. And this is very beneficial for the fellowship in Kakamega, because most of the those who come to the fellowship are students from the Must University. And with the university being closed, the students had to return to their homes. And so they were able, by the means of Zoom, to log in to the service on the Lord's Day. And that has been a great blessing, and was also a blessing for us, because we were able to be part of that Zoom service. And as news spread about the platform, we found that we had those who were able to join from Tanzania and from Uganda, and as well as other parts of Kenya, from Nairobi and Kisii, as well as Kitale. And also there were those of us from Northern Ireland who were also part of the service on the Lord's Day. Now, before the virus, the church in Kakamega did not have a Sunday school. But as part of the Zoom service, Alison did a children's address. And And from this, a Sunday school has commenced at the Grey Apartments, where Pastor Patrice and also where we ourselves stay whenever we are in Kakamega. And there are presently somewhere in the region of 40 to 50 children in attendance, and there are four teachers. And so we're thankful to the Lord for the Sunday school work. We know that all our churches have Sunday school works, and do remember the work among the children. The pastor's wife, Gladys, and also their two students, Joy and Steve, who help with the teaching of the children in the Sunday school. Now, the physical service is resumed in Kakamega in the middle of September. So at this point in time, the church is actually doing, they have their regular Lord's Day service at the Kamadept guest house near the bookshop. And so do remember the churches in Kenya, and also remember the various Sunday schools associated with our churches. But then thirdly, we have also had a midweek Zoom prayer meeting. That was also commenced, and we have had a good number also join with us for that particular meeting. There are usually four of us who take it, or who have taken it in turn to speak at the prayer meeting. The prayer meetings have just concluded, and the church in Kakamega has recommenced its physical prayer meeting. We had our last Zoom meeting last Thursday, and the church will be commencing their prayer meeting this week. And so do remember the church as it meets again for prayer. But then fourthly, we have a Zoom pastor's prayer meeting. A pastor's prayer meeting commenced back some time ago, and we meet each Monday morning. It's at 6:30 Northern Ireland time, 9:30 Kenyan time, but it is a joy to be able to be part of that, and the three pastors and myself take it in turn to bring the word at those meetings. But then also, with Zoom, we are also able to have the Glory Bible Church committee and subcommittee meetings. We thought when we left Kenya that would be meetings until we returned, but with the Zoom, meetings have been able to continue, both the Central Committee and the Subcommittee. We hope that Central Committee one day will be the Presbytery of the Church, and in the meantime, the Subcommittee that have been meeting, and we have been formulating documents for the doctrine and practice of the Church. And so do we make that a matter for prayer. There are some areas of the Church in Kenya, or that areas that the church in Kenya has to contend with, maybe that we don't have to think very much about in Northern Ireland. For example, we have to consider the influence of traditional religions and polygamy in the life of the church. And so do pray that the Lord will give us wisdom in producing these documents, and that they will be of benefit to the church. But then sixthly, the radio ministry. To date, the programs have been going out in two stations, two programs each week and two stations, and the programs have been mainly in English. But a few weeks ago, Pastor Andrew and Pastor Patrice have commenced producing their messages in Swahili. So we are thankful for that. The broadcasts continue on Amani Radio, which is 88.8 FM in Katale, Wednesdays at 7:30, and then on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Those programs are also streamed on the internet, so we can be tuned into even from here in the UK. The programs also go out in Labao FM from Kakamega, and we're thankful for the opportunity to broadcast in those two stations. And those two stations cover the area where we work, right up from Kapanguria in the north, right down through Katale, Webuye, Kakamega. And obviously the program reaches beyond that, and also the program reaches into eastern Uganda. And we have had some positive feedback in relation to the programs, and we thank the Lord for that. We also hope that shortly that we will also have a broadcast in the north of the Kapanguri area in West Pokot. We hope that Pastor Emmanuel we'll have the opportunity to prepare additional programs in the Pequot language for broadcast in that area of West Pequot. But then seventhly, do remember also the work of the bookshops. The bookshop in Kakamega, Beulah Christian Literature, and the bookshop in Katale, the Beulah Christian Literature shop there, continue to be a witness even in the midst of these difficult times. The bookshop in Kakamega is also the venue for the lunchtime Bible study on a Tuesday. And we're thankful for that and do remember that work or that meeting even in your prayers. Now, with the virus situation, just as businesses have been affected here with the virus has also affected the sales from our bookshop. But we thank the Lord for an improvement in sales just over the past month or so. Do remember the staff in the bookshop. They are key workers in our bookshop ministry. Remember Mercy Chipto, Pastor Andrew's wife in Katale, and also Jared, who is a Sunday school teacher and he's a lay person in the church, and also Victor, who is a student at Bible College. Remember them as they look after the bookshop ministry in Katale. But then also remember Pastor Patrice, his wife Gladys, and also Josephine, who is the manager of the shop in Kakamega, and do pray for them as they seek not only to manage the bookshop, but also to be a witness and to interact with the customers who come to the bookshop day by day. But then eighthly, and we have been involved with printing, the printing of literature and ongoing translation work. And one of the projects that we have been involved in for a good number of months, we could say years, because we've been working on the translation of it, is a book that has been published. It is entitled Behold My Servant. This book is it's a series of studies in Mark's Gospel, which Mrs. Foster Mrs. Foster gave us assembly talks in the Independent Christian School in Kilskerry, and these talks were compiled into a book, and also we have been able to have those talks translated into Swahili, and these books have been printed by a revival movement. We have been able to print 1,500 copies of both English and Swahili. And these are presently being shipped out to the land of Kenya. And we plan to make these books available, not only in the bookshop, but we hope to be able to get them into the hands of teachers who do assemblies in the schools and who instruct the boys and girls. And we just pray that this will be a tool that the Lord will be pleased to use for the extension of his kingdom. And so we thank the Lord that that project has been brought to fulfillment. There has been it's been many months that has been worked on, and we're thankful to the Lord for those who have helped in it. But then also we have been seeking to get the Gospel of John translated into the Ikigusi language. Now, we talk about Swahili in Kenya, but there are many other languages in Kenya as well. Ikigusi is the language spoken by some 2 million people in the Kisii area of Kenya, where we have a contact with a number of pastors who are doing evangelism. We plan, whenever we return DV, to be able to attend the agricultural show in Kisii. And the copies of the Gospel of John in the local language will be invaluable for us. Now, the final text of the Ikigusi, including a little preface entitled Seven Steps to Knowing God, that has been all cleared by the Bible Society of Kenya, and it has been returned to us and to Revival Movement for printing, and we hope to be able to print 25,000 copies of the Gospel of John. 5,000 copies are going to the Bible Society of Kenya, and 20,000 copies for our use. So do pray that the Lord will be pleased to bring that project to fulfillment, and that the Lord will be pleased to use those little booklets for the extension of his kingdom. And we also appreciate Revival Movement for financing the project. Then also we have been able to, our Trinitarian Bible Society, produce a little Bible with a camouflage cover. And we have received a grant from Trinitarian Bible Society, which we greatly acknowledge, for 500 copies of that little camouflage Bible. And we plan to distribute those to police and army and prison personnel. We also received additional copies, which we plan to make available in our bookshop. So do pray that those little Bibles, that they will get into the hands of those in the security forces, and that the Lord would be pleased to use them for the extension of his kingdom. Then also, Alison has been working on Bible study notes. She has been producing a number of booklets entitled Five Barley Loaves and Two Small Fishes. And she's presently working on the fourth and final booklet in the series. And those booklets are being translated also into Swahili and are made available. They were made available to the BCFC Academy, and children who are doing a discipleship course there are making use of them. But then also we have a number of smaller projects. We had been working on the child's catechism. I'm sure maybe you know of this little volume. You've maybe learned it at Sunday school. But during the time that Alison was doing the Zoom children's addresses, she used the child's catechism as a basis for her talks each week. And the question and answers at the beginning of the catechism were translated into Swahili. So that work has continued, and we hope that, to have the full translation of it. And we hope to get that printed in due course. Then there was also, during the Zoom Sunday School, at the end of the Zoom Sunday School, Alison had a little booklet. You may have seen it also, a little booklet entitled Into My Heart. It's a little booklet that was printed, or that was published by our brother Noel Grant some years ago. And Alison also got that translated into Swahili. In Swahili, it's Mayone Wangu. And we hope also that we will be able to get some copies of that printed in the near future. And then in addition, we have also been able to pull together and have a digital copy of the shorter catechism with the proof text. And again, we hope that we will be able to print a number of copies of that during this year. So do pray for that the Lord will be pleased to undertake for the printing and the printing of literature and distribution of literature. Again, it's an important part of the work, and I pray that the Lord will be pleased to use it for the extension of his kingdom. We have many challenges, both here in the United Kingdom and Kenya at this present time. This pandemic probably took us by surprise at the beginning of last year, but we know that it did not take the Lord by surprise. We know that the Lord is sovereign in all things. And do pray that the Lord will lead and guide us in the days that lie ahead, and that we will soon be able to return to the land of Kenya. I pray that the situation will be so that we will be able to return there with relative safety. There is much work to be done in the Lord's vineyard, whether it be here at home or whether it be in the land of Kenya. And we're reminded in Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, after these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the labourers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth labourers into his harvest. Pray for labourers. Pray both for missionaries and for nationals to be raised up to do the work of God in the land of Kenya. Pray for all the various areas of the work that we have left behind. And as we spend the next few months on deputation meetings, we would appreciate your prayers. We have much to thank the Lord for and much to praise the Lord for. We thank the Lord for all who help in the work. We thank the Lord for the three pastors that we have. We thank the Lord for the registration of the churches. We thank the Lord for the churches, for the pastors, for the Sunday school teachers, for the bookshop in Kakamega and Kitale, and even for the Zoom app, and for the various aids that we have that help us on the internet. But we also have much to pray for. Continue to pray for Miss Margaret Russell as she continues with administration work for the Mission Society. Remember our mission board and all the decisions that they have to take in relation to the work. But finally, we do thank you all for your prayers. We thank you for taking us upon your heart and for remembering us before the throne of grace. And we pray that the Lord would be pleased to bless collectively as we seek to serve the Lord in these days. We're reminded in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, verse that we have at the end of our presentation. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil." And then we have the verse in John 9 and verse 4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." And may we be conscious of how much we need the Lord, and may we pray that the Lord would be pleased to undertake and to bless his work. So I just want to hold back again to the Reverend Foster. Thank you.